yes, our intro music.
Oh, it was nice to have that back.
I didn't get the tweet out from either account.
Wow.
Boy, it's a Friday Bets. We've maybe never Friday Bets this hard.
You want to know a crazy story about me, Dre?
Only.
I lived an entire day this week not knowing what day of the week it was.
Uh-huh.
I spent all of yesterday thinking it was Wednesday. I did not know today was Friday until breakfast. So eating breakfast with Allie, she's like, what do you want to do tonight? I was like, and she could just tell by the look on my face. She's like, it's Friday.
No clue.
I was like, oh my God. I thought yesterday was Wednesday the whole day.
Did it impact your day at all?
No.
Yeah, you're
But it impacted some of the decisions I wanted to make about the rest of this day. When I found that out, I'm like, oh, I can empty the tank.
Love that for us. But aren't you doing like a Broncos camp special tomorrow or something?
I will not be able to attend for unfortunate reasons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I'm not going to kill the vibes here, but.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's not kill the vibes. Damn it. Really?
Yeah.
You can't make it for a vibe killing thing?
Yeah.
God damn. Well, like my most heartfelt, you know.
Thank you.
To
Thank
everyone. You. Shit. You. That's terrible.
I know.
Friday Bets, Ryan.
I know. I was trying not to go there.
Oh, damn. I read them so good, you know. Me, YRK, it's like we're all telepathic in some ways. Oh, that's,
Let's not. Let's not do that.
Someone from the spirit realm is calling us, I suppose.
So anyways, I get to empty the tank today.
You guys going Barbenheimering it up?
No.
Okay.
We actually might, though.
Right?
Allie and I have never been to a movie together.
Just go to a theater where you can drink. It's a whole other experience. Yeah.
Oh. Alamo Draft House?
No free ads. Never heard of them. But never forget.
What are the old ones used to be called? I feel like the one I used to go to is called like Colony 13 or something like that.
Right, right. I mean, the Holy Grail... Holy Grail is the theater you can drink at, and the seats aren't horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried about, like...
Wooden bench. If you see a wooden bench, turn around and leave.
They have wooden benches?
Some places. Yeah.
I'm good with just watching movies on my couch, man.
You know, it's Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I need those breaks. I need some phone time, you know? I need some phone time during a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bathroom break is
check
key.
The noties.
I mean, it's transfer markets. Like Milan just signed the Musiala. Who else could they be signing? I want to know that in real time.
Yeah.
And I want to scroll mindlessly until I find that update or an old tweet, and I'm like, okay, I can get off Twitter.
Yeah.
Nothing new today.
Are the kids getting high when they go to movies?
Phew. Yeah, big time.
Nice.
Big time.
Nice. Yep-ers. That's what we Yep-ers. Used to do.
Yeah. It adds to the movie experience for sure. I just don't have the attention span for movies in a theater anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, need to mix it up.
I mean,
know?
The boys used to smoke a joint in the car, go to watch, what's the one with the blue people?
Oh, Avatar.
Avatar. Smoke a joint, watch Avatar, throw in a little skull mint.
Yeah.
These are all fictional
That's
stories.
Living.
Just so everybody knows, they're fictional stories.
No.
RK was too young to do this. He did not break any laws.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I mean, right.
Constantly broke
Some
laws.
Of the facts are embellished, but the right. Different from me and going to Oppenheimer with Eric at 10:30
p.m.
Yeah. Insane. We eat at D&B's first.
Dave and Buster's?
He hadn't had anything to eat. I just got a dessert. Ended up being like donuts covered in cinnamon stuffed with some like cinnamon cream. Yeah, next thing I know, you know, I'm getting tapped on the knee to wake up by Eric. Of course. What'd you think was going to happen? You know, we didn't get out of there till 2.
What the fuck?
It was dangerous for me to drive home. Stone cold sober. Just a tired boy, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Why would you go at 10:30 p.m.?
It's the only time we could find tickets for the IMAX. It was a terrible life. You know.
Yeah, as soon as it's past like 8:30, you just call it. We'll get them next time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's actually my biggest fear. Again, I haven't been to a I haven't been to a movie theater since college. But I just think I'm going to fall asleep. Like, if everyone's hyping up these comfy reclining chairs, I'm like, so we just take a nap. We're paying like $28 to take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, if I told you at those with those chairs, often you can order food and drink at the.
That is nice.
So it's kind of like.
So now you're paying $28 to take a nap and get a DUI.
Right. Well, a TUI. Tired under the influence.
Well, you just said they bring you beers.
They could. That's fair. Fair enough.
At my house, I just pause it, walk 13 steps to the fridge, and
pop a cold one.
Never drive.
Pop a cold one. Go to sleep. Yes.
You know, 3/4 of the way through the movie, wake up, say we'll get this one tomorrow, and go to bed.
We'll get this one tomorrow. One of the great decisions you can make in life.
Early morning, last quarter of the movie, 45 minutes left in the movie, just start the morning, drink your coffee, finish the movie. Elite.
Dang.
Great way to start a day.
Oh, wow. Wow. Amazing. Okay, let's do it.
All right, big threes.
I cannot miss on Women's World Cup.
Big threes. Marijuana, skull mint.
And falling asleep.
And the fellas.
At the movie with the fellas. Colorado's having a moment. Lindsey Horan. Sean Payton.
Bust to the Big 12.
CSU imminently to the Pac-12, I'm sure.
No.
Colorado Rapids 2 dominating the league.
CSU to FCS.
Yeah, yeah. Which... Don't do this to me. So the over corners, under goals, that's the move right there. It's happening.
Is that hitting at an all-time rate?
At an all-time rate, Ryan. And I tell you, rarely have I been more disgusted and what's not entertained? Bored by watching a sporting event than I did in the last Italy game. Sweden also very low scoring. Italy hasn't been scored on in like 5 consecutive games. It's just going to be a muck it up game. They're going under for sure. Plus 175 extra UC. They're going over on corners. But Colorado's having a moment.
UC Saros.
Poirier, Gagey. You know, Gagey's going to have to fight in a phone booth, right? That's what he does.
Yeah.
And Poirier's a tough matchup because I swear that guy can take more hits than just about anyone.
And he's powerful.
But Colorado's having its moment. JG's getting it done.
Let's go. JG's I hate that these two guys are fighting money. Because they're two of my 5 favorite fighters. Because
they go balls to the wall. Yes. They're like you today on the podcast. They empty the clip.
They do. I just love Justin Gagey, man. Mm-hmm. He's my guy.
Damn straight.
Played golf adjacent to him just like a month ago. And he's just good vibes, man.
Good guy, huh?
Good swing.
Really?
Yeah.
You talk to him a lot?
No.
I think you're bigger than him from what you're telling us.
Way bigger.
You're twice his size.
It's actually weird.
If you're actually
because he was wearing
foot,
like he wasn't wearing like a tight shirt.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, if it wasn't for like the cauliflower ear, I could see how someone would be dumb enough to get in a bar fight with this guy.
I think that's the problem with most of these UFC kids.
Yes.
They're just little guys.
This is my biggest advice to the world.
Don't
get in bar fights. You just never know when there's a UFC fighter right there who could end your life in seconds.
Just waiting to smack you up for some light work.
Maybe, like, I don't know. There's like a...
Wait, where's some bad boys?
Like, you know, like Schwann Man's walking down the stairs right now.
He sure is.
He might be a UFC fighter.
Dude, totes. I'd have to see the ears before I say something rude to him. which is, sadly, that is Schwann Man's MO. Everyone says rude shit to him.
That is weird. Not me.
He's easy to get going. He gives you immediate returns when you mess with him, and everyone loves that.
He does have good reaction faces when you say something wild to him.
The thing is with Jake also, like, with me and Dre, like, if you get us going, like, we'll go crazy and you'll get a little scared because we'll start yelling and shit.
Yeah.
Jake will just give you a crazy face and just kind of, like, be dumbfounded.
I hate when you guys yell.
Such a legend. Yeah, well.
No one in my family yells.
boy.
Well, at least in my family that I still talk to.
Not that I know.
Boomsies.
We'll cut out the yeller. Okay. My big three. Wow, you got it done.
Oh, consensor?
Consensor.
I got it done in the last 30 seconds.
It's an all UFC, all the time, big three. We're going Gagey Moneyline.
Boom.
Alex Pereira. You could go with the Pereira parlay. A little PPP loan.
Yeah.
Triple
P.
Yep. But I'm going Alex Pereira plus 100. And then Michael Chiesa.
Whatever. Yeah. Church.
Looks like Chelsea, but the letters are in different places. Yeah.
You're taking them to church.
I know, but it just looks like it. It looks like your eyes are like, oh, that says Chelsea right. or maybe even China.
I think of the Italian striker immediately that plays for Juve.
Not familiar. I only subscribe to Milan.
My guy.
Yeah, he's a big Inter fan.
Nope.
No, he knows better.
AC boy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Like a southerner on a hot day.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's great. You got a standing O from you here. I wish you guys could see it.
This is going to probably be the best UFC card of the year.
I think so. They're showing it at the Mecca.
Yeah, right here.
The DNVR bar.
I've been telling everyone I know, like, I'm just so you know, I'm getting lit at the bar on Saturday.
Oh, snap. You're saying that?
Yeah, just like laying down groundwork, like people who like to see me lit, come through.
You're putting out PSAs?
Yes.
Dang, and that's
like,
awesome.
It's actually working. Several people have been like, oh, I'm in on that.
Oh, RK's getting lit?
RK's getting lit at the Mecca this weekend?
I'm in.
I kind of want to do that now, too, because I was just going to get him in my house and watch it. But if you're going to be here getting lit, I might stop by and get lit, too.
It actually sounds pretty
appealing. This is why I get invited to weddings.
People love when you get lit at a good wedding.
They just love it.
That is kind of the goal for the happy couple, is for the rest of you to just get effed up. A little dangerous.
And you want the people who are a good time when they're lit up.
You do. You don't want a bad time. That's for certain.
Nope. So, yeah, tell your friends, tell your family.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Getting lit at the DNVR bar.
And nothing better at the Mecca while watching UFC than to have a to-go-the-distance bet placed on Bet365. If you're watching a UFC fight and instead of cheering hard for them to knock each other out, you're cheering hard for the guy who's taken the blows to survive it so that we can go the distance, you literally have never experienced anything more exhilarating in sports betting. Yeah. I truly believe that. And at Bet365 right now, when you win sign that, up. It's incredible.
It's like you just took drugs.
It is. It really is. It's crazy. Bet365, you can get all these boosts. They've got like just an array of bets that is almost mind-blowing. It's crazy. But the beauty is new users, and we've only been partnering with them for a little while. You use that code DMVR365. You deposit one buckaroos, all you need. I went 10 units, a classic. And then you place a bet, just has to be a dollar bet. As soon as that bet hits, win, lose, tie, doesn't matter. Booyah, $200 free bonus bets for you in your account to do as you please. I see no limitations on what it's just truly to. I don't want to say hold on to them till you can make a bet for the Buffs to win the Big 12 next season. But I'm almost at that level right now.
I think I'm just going to empty the clip. I haven't used any of mine yet. I'm just going to empty the clip on UFC tomorrow.
Wow.
Parlays, money lines, to go the distance.
That sounds fun. Red Robin it up?
Yes.
I mean,
round robin.
Round robin it up.
No free ads.
Free for your ads.
You're going to make that bonsai burger parlay.
They'd love that. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Legit, though, Bonsai Burger might be the goat burger.
What's in that?
It's got a slice of pineapple on it. And like a...
I'm out instantly.
A sweet... sweet soy kind of thing going.
Really?
It's so good.
You don't like pineapple on your food?
No. No, I don't. I don't like pineapple by itself.
Have you had like proper Al Pastor tacos?
No, I guess I haven't.
Yeah, they have pineapple on anything, and it's one of my favorite things, like pizza, burgers, yep. Tacos.
Yep.
Like, I'm all the way in on that. Like, pineapple habanero sauce, delicious.
Slaps.
Like, I'm all the way in
pineapple on a steak, probably good. Never tried it? Would.
Pineapple on cakes are really
people
good.
People are really in on these, like, cheap, sweet flavors. Like, we were talking about weddings earlier. Lots of weddings I'm at is a lot of that cheap balsamic stuff, not the real stuff that it takes years to age. That sweet syrupy bullshit. It just covers it. It just coats your. It's just like, ugh, just got that sweet bullshit in my. I don't like sweet bullshitty taste.
With
you know?
All due respect to everyone who's invited me to a wedding, everyone's wedding food is ass.
Oh, such ass. And please tone it down on the balsamic. We gotta put our foots down with our wives-to-be and be like, look, not every app has to have balsamic on it.
So true. Just also get a restaurant to make the food.
You know who knows how to make food?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. What a thought.
Catering companies are robbing you to make shit.
They are. They are just robbing you to make... We're gonna eat at McDick's on the drive home anyways. You
better.
Know? Yeah, of course it's better. They didn't drown their stuff in balsamic. Cheap balsamic. My mouth's not coated, you know?
We call it balsamic here.
Oh, sure.
All it took was saying you don't like pineapple, and you went on about balsamic. It's
great rant, honestly.
Right, you guys could have just let me have my take and you yours, but then you had to take it there.
You know
what
would be good? A little grilled pineapple with a balsamic drizzle on it.
Coming to a wedding near you. Like.
All right. I think that's all we got today.
We're just doing wedding bits on the second segment.
Enjoy
now.
Your balsamic. Enjoy your pineapple. Enjoy your weed and your skull mint pouches. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Getting lit at the bar. See you Saturday.